It's stories from Theo and Matt. Do you think I stink?
No.
Do you think you stink?
No.
How come we don't stink?
Because we had a bath.
Nice. Good transition into today's episode. And thanks for tuning in to Stories from Theo and Matt. You want to say hi?
Hi.
Hey. How's your day, Theo?
Good.
Today, as Theo alluded to, we are going to read The Pigeon Needs a Bath. And you can see on the front the pigeon's like, I do not. And this one is written and illustrated by Mo Willems. What a legend.
I'm not Willems.
Yeah, I actually think it is Willems. I think I said it wrong last time. I said Williams last time.
It's the Own Matt podcast.
Should we do this?
Yes.
Let's do it. Hey, there's a guy here saying, hi, I don't know if you've noticed, but the pigeon is filthy, so I could use your help because the pigeon needs a bath. Pigeon says, that is a matter of opinion. And now he's walking away. What a joker. I don't really need a bath. I took one last month. I think it was last month. Clean, dirty, they're just words, right? I feel clean. Maybe you need a bath. Yeah, when was the last time you had a bath? Oh, that was pretty recently. Life is so short. Why waste it on unimportant things, like taking a bath? Yeah, what smell? Does he look smelly, Theo?
Yeah.
He looks really smelly. There's all this stuff coming off him. And he looks filthy. I don't smell anything. And if I do, it's a very normal smell for a pigeon. You know, in some places, it is impolite to bathe. Buzzes, but Theo, what's happening?
Flies.
Flies are buzzing all around the pigeon. Look, all of these flies buzzing around me are purely coincidental. Do you know what that means?
What?
It's a coincidence. They're not there because he's smelly. They just happen to be there. That's what the pigeon thinks. Oh, no. Even the flies are like, ugh, yuck, let's get out of here. Take a bath, dude. Pigeon's not impressed. Okay, fine. If it means so much to you, I'll take a bath. Whoa, okay, so here he is at the sink. I'm not going to like this one bit. Oh, here we go. Okay, this is like a montage of him trying to get in the bath. Oh, the water is too hot. Now it's too cold. It's too deep. Oh, now it's not deep enough. It's too lukewarm. Oh, it's too hot. That's too cold. Now it's too hot again. Oh, it's too wet. Oh, it's too cold. Oh, now he's looking into it. It's too reflective. Well, there's not enough toys. Okay. All right, here's all the toys. Too many toys. Oh, it's still too hot. Oh, finally. Oh, yeah, here we go. Well, I guess this is okay. Splash! There goes the pigeon. And he's taking the leap. Oh, hey, this is fun. Wash, 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 washy. Oh, I love bubbles. Hey. Look at my wrinkly toes. La, 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 singing in the tub. Oh, this is life. Oh, hello. He's talking to the rubber ducky. Hello. How are you? Oh, I'm fine. Oh, I'm a fish. Look at me. I'm a fish. He's swimming in the bath. Do you think he's enjoying himself yet?
Yes.
10 hours later. Can I stay in the tub forever?
Yeah.
He's got his hands together like it's like, please.
No.
I think he changed his mind. What do you think, Theo?
Yeah.
And on a day like today, man, what is it, 30-something degrees? I'm pretty keen on having a bath or maybe a swim. What do you reckon?
Yeah.
What was the best part of that?
Yeah, I'm having a bath, I'm in the bath.
Pigeon loved it at the end. Well, I hope you enjoyed Mo Willems. And it appears Mo Willems is a number one New York Times...
Williams.
Well, I don't know. I think it's Willems. Is a number one New York Times best-selling author and illustrator. Has been awarded 3 Caldecott Honours, 2 Theodore Zeus Geisel Medals, and 3 Geisel Honours. I don't know what that means, but I reckon he's pretty good and he's been recognised for being a pretty awesome author. If you like these books, get your hands on one. They're pretty cool. You want to say bye, Theo?
Bye.